your backup plan, like just go to Halloween costume, a ghost?
Pretty much, yes. If I realize I've got nothing, it's pull out the old white sheet and ghost again.
Ghost again. Feels like it could be a movie title.
Ghost again.
Oh man.
Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face.
Well, hello, Fablo listeners. Welcome back to our Fablo podcast. Today, I have our Healthy Texas Youth Ambassadors, Luke Scribner and Logan Baker.
Hello.
Howdy.
I'm going to let them take a few seconds to tell you about themselves just a little bit, okay?
All right. Hello, my name is Luke Scribner, and I am a junior at Stockdale High School. I've been in 4-H for 8 years, and my main project is food and nutrition. And when I grow up, I want to be a Texas game warden.
Howdy, y'all. My name is Logan Baker. I'm a senior at Stockdale High School. This is my 10th year in 4-H and my second year in the Healthy Texas Youth Ambassador Program. I have a bunch of projects in 4-H that range from beef to food nutrition to leadership and beyond. When I graduate and when I grow up, I want to be a neuroscientist focusing on music therapy for recovery of concussion and Alzheimer's patients.
Very cool, very cool. So today our topic is a safe and spooky Halloween for October. We're just going to talk a little about trick-or-treating, some food safety, healthy snacks, stuff like that. What do y'all think when y'all think about Halloween? What is your like go-to?
Candy. My
candy.
Favorite part is always the candy.
Yeah.
And then of course it's always fun getting to pick a costume, dress up and show off.
So I mean, y'all are in high school. Do y'all still go trick-or-treating?
I do.
I do not. Now I do it with my church. I hand out candy. I've always enjoyed. I was always the family that made our own costumes. We didn't go out and buy them. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so tell us, what are some safety tips that y'all want everybody to know about?
So I wrote some things down. So my first thing would be for kids that are trick-or-treating, always make sure to check over the candy with your parents. Make sure that it's all packaged, factory wrapped. Don't eat anything that you think might be suspicious. Also, a tip for parents would be to have your kids take your kids' candy and spread it out over time so you can portion control it. Don't make it a habit where they just eat all their candy in the first 2 days after Halloween. And even something that you can do is give them healthy snacks before they get a candy. Say you have to eat a couple carrot sticks before you can have your Snickers bar.
Yeah, I can remember countless times of the post-Halloween stomach ache from eating all the candy the night before. So it's great if you can try to avoid that. Also, we know we're still kind of in this whole COVID mess, so be safe when going about that. The CDC guidelines are still prevalent and still needed to protect not just your kid, not just your kids, not just yourselves, but the lives of everyone you would meet trick-or-treating and that you interact with on a daily basis too.
Yes, of course.
That's a good thought, especially since we're unfortunately still in the time of COVID. So keep that mindset to wash your hands, maybe use some hand sanitizer. And I like your point on letting the parents look through the candy, make sure nothing's opened or looks sketchy. And also putting it, like with Tessa, I should put it away so she doesn't see it. Because if I just leave it on the counter, she's going to want to eat it all the time.
Yes.
And be bouncing off the walls. We don't want that. We don't. No. I eventually want her to go to bed.
So I also have some things that I have for people that maybe won't be going out to trick-or-treat, but will be staying home and giving out candy or treats. So a good idea is, even though kids love candy, of course, and even still, you can give them smaller pieces of candy. You always see the fun size, which is a good option as compared to a normal size or king size. because that can get expensive and it's, of course, more calories. But some other healthy options that you can hand out for kids are possibly fruit snacks that are made with 100% fruit, animal graham crackers, there's mini Rice Krispie treats, fruit individually wrapped fruit cups, and mini bags of pretzels are all good options that can be healthy for the kids and still be a fun treat.
Yeah, and on top of that, if you're not looking to hand out snacks or foods, what you can hand out are things like pencils, pens, stickers, temporary tattoos, and spider rings, things like that. They encourage the Halloween spirit, but you're not necessarily having to worry about the food you're giving out to kids. Also, with things like fruit snacks, look for things with snacks with no added sugars, vitamin C added. By adding vitamin C, you're ultimately boosting immunity through that snack, and by cutting back on any excess sugars where you can, you're ultimately encouraging a healthier diet.
Yes.
So do y'all know what the Teal Pumpkin project is?
I've never heard of the Teal Pumpkin.
The Teal Pumpkin, if somebody has a Teal Pumpkin, usually they're offering something besides candy for those kids that have a food allergy those things that you talked about, like the spider rings, all the fun stuff, and a Teal Pumpkin. So what if I want to have a Halloween party?
So some safe tips for having a good party would be, of course, everyone wants to serve food at their Halloween party, and you may be making something that could be perishable. So it's important to know that after 2 hours, food starts to grow bacteria at a faster rate, and it goes bad much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So a good tip is, whenever putting out perishable foods, put a bowl of ice under the platter so that it stays cold longer and you're able to serve it for longer.
Yeah, it's great to remember that danger zone of 40 to 140 degrees is mentioned in the fight back method. Also, since we live in South Texas, the weather on Halloween is up to anyone, it feels like. So if it is hot and above 90 degrees the night of Halloween, or the night you're having your Halloween get together, that 2 hour window needs to be shortened down to 1 hour, because the food will rise quicker in temperature a lot faster than in a normal setting. Also, it's a good rule of thumb just to see if any of the guests you will be having have any allergies, and do not serve that, just so everyone can have a great time together enjoying what you've prepared, and you don't have to worry about a situation such as an allergic reaction or anything like that.
Yes, and then of course, as you mentioned before, Logan, it can be hot in October on Halloween. You never know what it's going to be like here in Texas. So it's important to note that if it is hot, or even if it isn't, you need to make sure to stay hydrated whenever you're out trick-or-treating or doing anything on Halloween. So make sure, parents, to bring a water bottle for your kids so you can stay hydrated and no one becomes dizzy and you have to go home early.
And going off of that, insects, especially down here in South Texas, are terrible no matter the time of year, unless it's super, super cold. But so on Halloween, it's always a great idea to bring along some mosquito repellent, some insect repellent, just to prevent against any bites or things like that.
Well, those are good points, because, like you said, who knows what it's going to be like on Halloween here in Texas. A few years ago, it was like really cold outside, and then it's hot. So you never know. You have to be prepared. So I'm going to ask y'all some questions, Halloween themed questions. First off, what is your favorite candy or Halloween treat?
So I divide my two types of favorite candies into two different categories. I've got my fruity candies and then my chocolate candies that I like. So in the fruit candies, I'm a big fan of Twizzlers. And then in chocolate candies, I'd say my favorite would be Milky Ways.
Okay, so for the Twizzlers, what flavor?
Oh, I've got to go with the classic cherry.
Okay.
I'm not into the other stuff.
No, okay. Just checking. What about you, Logan?
Well, if for the chocolate side, if it's not just a regular bar of chocolate, because I'm a sucker for anything chocolate, really. I really, really like Snickers. They're a good, solid choice to go with. But on the more fruit side, I don't see anything wrong with some fruit snacks. I love me some I love me some fruit snacks.
They are so good.
They really are. And they're, especially if you get the little ones, they're just perfectly sized for like a little snack. It's great.
Okay. So have you thought about what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
Well, I haven't really thought about it much, but of course I can always go with the ghost. It's a solid choice that I've done many times, and it always works great.
Is this like your backup plan, like just go-to Halloween costume, a ghost?
Pretty much, yes. If I realize I've got nothing, it's pull out the old white sheet and ghost again.
Ghost again. Feels like it could be a movie title.
Ghost again.
Oh, man. I don't know. I haven't thought much about what I want to be yet. I know I have a wig left over from some 4-H event, or I have a lemur onesie that I could pull out and just be a lemur if I wanted to. What's with it? No, everyone likes a good alliterative name. Logan the Lemur.
Big Logan the Lemur.
Okay, so what was your favorite Halloween costume of all time?
So whenever I was little, one year my mom decided to make me a caterpillar for Halloween.
Oh, this is
so
good.
It was a very colorful caterpillar, and so she had my grandmother sew these big rings of multicolored fabric. There was green, orange, yellow, I believe, and she stuffed them up with a bunch of cotton, and then I had a bunch of rings that I just wore over my body, over my clothes, and I was just a big caterpillar. And so we went to the pumpkin patch that year on Halloween, and the seatbelt could barely fit over my costume. And then when we were there, we took a big photo shoot, and I was just a great big caterpillar that walked around all night.
Okay, so I'm going to need a picture of this.
I will definitely look for it on our Facebook page.
What about you, Logan?
I think mine was circa 2009, and when I was in kindergarten.
He just said 2009 like it was so long ago.
I didn't mean it like that.
Sorry.
But for whatever reason, when I was in kindergarten, I absolutely loved zebras of all animals that a kindergartner could like. It wasn't dinosaurs or, you know, lions or anything. It was zebras. So that year for Halloween, I wanted to be a zebra. So my Aunt Bev and my mom, they sewed together a zebra suit complete with, you know, Velcro to get me in and out of it. And I had a little mane going down the back of it. It was a great costume, and I absolutely loved it.
Sounds amazing.
So make sure you give me a picture of that as well, so I can put it on.
I gotta find a picture of that. I haven't seen one of it in ever.
Okay, last question. Favorite Halloween movie?
Well, I'm a sucker for all the classic, like, Scream and Halloween and
the scary ones.
But if I had to pick, you know, my top three at least, my first one would be It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. It's a classic. Anytime, any holiday, I have to watch Charlie Brown. It's just who I am.
And now it's not scary. So
it's not scary.
Good. Yeah.
My second one would be Hocus Pocus. It's always a great, you know, mood setter for the for the spooky time of year. And then my last one would be A Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm. I really like that one.
See,
okay.
Those aren't scary. Those aren't too bad.
No.
And so, Hocus Pocus, I think they're coming out with a new one.
Oh, really?
I really need to research this.
So one of my favorites, of course, is A Nightmare Before Christmas. It's just a classic one that I like to watch. And then I was thinking there was one that I haven't seen in a long time, but it's a series. It was Halloween Town.
Oh, I love Halloween Town.
I just love everything about it. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it was a great series.
Yeah, it's in that like vein of Hocus Pocus of having that really like Halloween-y feel, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yes.
So then y'all can binge watch him on Halloween.
Yeah, especially with like Disney Plus now. Like we can have like a movie marathon, you know, a different Halloween movie leading up to everyday.
Of course, let's do it.
A movie a day until Halloween.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for listening in.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet.
And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.